The Ran on the Dorim, my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik, called him whenever he referred to Masechet Dorim. I didn't learn the Dorim with Rav Soloveitchik, but whenever he referred to a sugi Masechet Dorim, he says the Rosh Hashiva had gezocht. So I didn't know whom the Rosh Hashiva was. The Ran on the Dorim is the Rosh Hashiva. That's what he used to call him. Only on the Dorim he called him Rosh Hashiva. Always he called him on the Ran. That was the classic Rav Soloveitchik. So we know Yadua that Rashi and the Dorim is not Rashi. So there are many rayas to this. That's not really my...
Because it isn't right or because what? Habit?
No. That I can't answer. But the Lashon of Rashi and the Dorim clearly indicates that it's not Rashi. And there are other rayas also. If you are familiar with Rashi El Shas, so there are a number of discrepancies between Rashi here and Rashi in Shas. That's what people have told me. That's what I've seen in Svarim. So the Ran here, in the very beginning of the Dorim, Kidarko, Bibihiruso, Ubibiruso, the unbelievable clarity of the Ran is something which is remarkable. And so the very beginning, he right away is mafkin between different types in the Dorim. We speak about Nidra Hedish or Nidra Gavoa, that's one kind of Neder, and the second is Nidra Isa. Now these are two separate parshas of Chumash. If you have the Maran Makomis in front of you, we have two parshas of Chumash. I forgot to write the pages, but on the second page of this handout, the parsha in Kiseitse. There the Torah says, Kisi dor neder l'Hashem elokecha lo sa'achir l'shalmo. Here we have the law of al ta'achir. Ki dorish yidrishenu Hashem elokecha me'imach v'hoyo v'chochet. So the Gemara, as you undoubtedly are aware, the Gemara, a bit later, refers to this pasuk, on Dav Gimel, and the Torah goes on to say, "V'chisechta lindor lo yeh b'chochet." This Chazal commented many times in a number of Masechtos in Shas how careful one has to be regarding the Dorim. And then the pasuk has an asay, "Motzas v'asecha tishma v'yosisa kasher nadat l'Hashem alokecha nedova shedibardu b'ficha." So that's one parsha in Kiseitse. Then the more well-known parsha is the one on the next page, is the parsha in Matos. Vaidabe Moshe Roshi Amatos Vene Yisrael Eimor Ze Adov Ashatziva Hashem Ish Ki Yidon Edel Hashem O Yishov Ashua Lesor Isor Al Nafsho. So here, this is the Pasha, as you well understand, we're talking about the Pasha of Nidre Isor. And the Torah goes on to describe the Manusha of different types of Nidre Isor. The first Pasha that we saw is Ki Sino Dedel Hashem Elokecha Nidre Gavoa Nidre Hegdish. These are two separate parshas, and we'll see in a moment the number of chilukim between them. The Ran, right away, at the very outset, at his opening salvo, the Ran is bechala between these two types in the Dorim. The Ran writes, I'll just read the beginning, Nedahu be'echad mishnei inyonim, id nidre hegdish, shu magdish shavet kabayis, olam izbeach, ube'inyin zein yochol hagdish, elamashu shalo. The Ran gives you two nafkimis between nidre hegdish and nidre isa. Nafkimina number one, the Ran says nidre gavoa applies to only that which is his. You can't go ahead and be magdish something which is not yours. Ain't other magdish dovr shein shalo. The Gemara is a klal. And number two, when you do make something hegdish, you are obviously conferring upon the chefetz a certain status, the status of hegdish. V'yisuru kolu kol adam. So obviously it's going to be all encompassing. That's nidre gavoa. Then we have the second nidre isa. She'asu alatz madorim hamutarim. These are the two distinctions between Nidre Gavoa and Nidre Isor. In Nidre Isor, you can ask someone else in the Chassin on yourself. And secondly, the Ran says that this Isor is Ein Yisuro Shavel HaKol. Means the first Nidre Gavoa, Kailo Kol Adam, because you're conferring upon the Chefetz a status of Hegdish. Mashenken Nidre Isor. There, the Isa clearly is limited to you. Then the Ran goes on and notes another very important ha'ara, that this Masechta is going to focus on Nidra Isa. He writes that even though it mentions in the Mishnah Charomim Kacharomim, so the Ran points out that the Lashon Charomim is a Lashon Kailo, that it includes Nidra Isa. He quotes the Mishnah Mem Zayin, and the Charomim that I mentioned here refer to that Mishnah. However, the Lashon Charim, generally the Pesukim in Chumash Yen Vayikra, so there the Torah speaks about, obviously, Cherem Yeber Kabayis. And then the Ran tells you that there are three types of Nidre Isa. Three very significant categories of Nidre Issa. And this is the function of this run. The primary function of this run is to lay out the three types of Shlosha Drachim B'Nidre Issa. One is what he calls the Ikra Neder. There's a famous stira in this, between the Ran here and the Ran Ashuas. All the Achrenim talk about it. He told me, Rabbi Baum, the Rabbi Brat, told me that he, before every Masechta, he publishes now a list. I don't have access to that list. Somehow, maybe someone will give it to me. But he publishes all the Rishonim and Achronim who comment on the Masechta for the Daf Yomi people who are learning Daf Yomi, which is a very beautiful thing. So there's the Achronim point out a steer of the Ran here, between the Ran and Daf Bezom and Alf in the Dorim, and the Ran of Masechta Shuas. The one who raised this kasha is the Mishnah Melech. It's a famous Mishnah Melech. The beginning of Hilchos Nedarim, I think it's in Perek Aleph. So the Ran says here, when he defines what's Ikra and Neder, he tells the Hushiyom, Adavase Asu Alai, and there are two ways of that Isur being created, either through Atfasa or not through Atfasa. He explains, Bein Shei Tfiso B'davar Acher, namely B'davar HaNodur, as he notes in a moment, that if you're a Matfis, the Neder B'davar HaNodur, namely, I raise the Asu Alai Kikorban, that's one kind of Atfasa. But not, of course, if it's Sassu Shom Dabra Osir. If you're Matfis, let's say, in, God forbid, some Trefa animal, on the Veil of Trefis, that Hatfasa doesn't work. He calls the Gemara in Shruas, Ishki Doned Lashem, Achida B'Dabra Hanodur. And there's also a Neder that's Chal without Hatfasa. That's what he writes here. Bein Shed Fiso B'Dabra Acher, Bein Shalom Fiso, Zeu Neder Ha'amabat Treva. If you look in Shruas, there, the Ran is Soyser himself, what he writes over here. Shruas, he writes that the Neder, he indicates Ikra Neder is Chal behatfasa, only behatfasa. That seems to be an outright stira. The Achrenim have a field day being resolving this matter, both in Mishnah Melech and the Shalmi the Dorm. There's a sefer in the Dorm called Shalmi the Dorm. Last time I learned the Dorm was many, many years ago, decades ago, and that sefer I used a lot. So he discussed this shaila as well, Shalmi the Dorm, and the resolution of the stira. It's not my issue right now, but then he goes on to explain that not only do we have Ikra Neder, we have Kinuye in the Dorm. And then in the third wide line in the Ran, he explains what Kinyan Nedarim are. Shebimakum Korban, Yomar, Koneis, Koneach, Konam, all these little Lashonos. And he writes, Ki'ilu Omar Korban Alai Kikozeh, and Kol Kinyan Nedarim Kinyan. He points out a famous machlokus between Abiyach and Reish Lakish throughout Shas. A famous machlokus, what the nature of Kinyan are. That either Kinyan is Lashon Nachrim, or Kinyan is Lashon Shabbat Alam Chachomim. And he explains the Ran that according to Abiyach, who says it's Lashon Nachrim, this is a very significant klal in the entire Masechta. Nedarim ne'amarim b'chaloshen. In general, when it comes to neder, we have to here utilize the lashonos that are well known. And he says, even according to Reish Lakish, that chachamim were mamtzi all kinds of different lashonos. Harim gam ki kineged gomer midaraisa. Bein Rabbi Yechon, bein Reish Lakish, kinyu nedarim adaraisa. And that's the Gemara. Take a look at the Gemara over here, just 1 second. The Gemara over here says very clearly, on Daf Gimel, the Gemara points this out, that Kinyan and Nedarim are Adin D'Araisa, even though this itself is subject to a Machlokes, and the Yerushalmi is Chodek on the Bavli. The Bavli says very clearly, Kinyan and D'Araisa, that's the Gemara that's found over here. However, the Yerushalmi says that Bain, we're talking about Kinyan Bain Nedarim, they are not Doraisa. And even though the Gemara here is clearly says that Yadus Nedarim is derived from Midrasha, it's the Gemara Daf Gimel, and Kinyanim are Doraisa, there are a number of rights to that, but Yerushalmi is Cholik on that. So this is, the Ran contends that Ben Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Rabbi Shokish, Kinyanim are Din Doraisa, and he brings a raya from the Gemara in Nazir. The issue that the Gemara raises right here, because the Mishnah began called Kinyanim Nedarim Kinyanim, Charamim Kecharamim, Shuas Keshuas, Nezirus Kenezirus, and then it gives you an example of Yados. And right away the Gemara is on top of that, why the Mishnah decided to expatiate Yodos and that Gemara, that Bezim Abeis, with the whole back and forth. Sometimes that which is the second item, then is expatiated on, and sometimes not. The Gemara said, Daf Gimel Menalov, that there's really no clothing. Lab Dafka. Zimna Mefarish Ahu the Pasa Beresha, Zimna Ahu the Solik Mefarish Beresha. Sometimes it works in another direction. It's very hard to find a rule of thumb in that matter. And then the Ran, after that, goes on and asks a very famous kasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Lashon Nachrim Hein, so why is it the Gemara spells out those Lashonos of Koneis, Koneach, more than other Lashonos? Why didn't it say, Hanod B'Chaloshon Nidu Neder? He calls him Rabbi Yehuda bar Chisdoi. The chiddush is that not only do we say Lashonos Dochim or Lashonos Gemurim, even Lashonos Shein Gemurim. This is the Ran in the middle of this page, approximately 15 lines in the wide lines of the Ran. Like these Lashonos of Koneis, Koneach, because he says this is Lashon HaKodesh Elo Shenishtabish. Lashon HaKodesh B'Shibushim. V'sol Kadayit Chamin Shanodu Be'em Lo'yeh Neder Keim Lashen Lashon Gomer B'Shin Atzma. The key in the Dharam is Lashon. Is the Lashon. So this is not Lashon Gomer. Kamash Volan Kim Shanochim Medabri Be'em Avgash She'enim Ikal Lashonim Elo Mishibu Shubi Yodam Harir Neder Gomer V'Kolshkin Shal Lashonos Nochrim. And it brings a Rav from Yerushalmi. And that is the second category. Let me just finish, if you don't mind, just to spell out the categories. And the third category, as he points out, are Yodos Nidorim. Now, we're familiar with Yodos. We saw Yodos in the famous Sugya and Kedushin, Yodayim Mechichos, Yodayim Shem Mechichos, and that we showed him have a field day there trying to figure out what's considered to be a handle. What he calls Mikzas Dibur Shel Neder El Shein Gomer also. And it's no Gehav to Kedushin, we say Arayim Kodesh without saying Li. Or in the case of Get, the Gemara of Muhammad Garish also, that there you also miss a word, sometimes a key word. Okay, so what I'm interested in spelling out a bit more carefully are the chalukim that the Ran makes here between Nidre Isur and Nidre Govoa, and this is really spelled out by a famous Ramban. Before I mention the Ramban, I'll just mention Rabbi Akiva Eiger, this is the most famous Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the whole Masechta. Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Masechta, in Gilui Hashas, has a famous kasha on the Gemara here, which also, I assume you are familiar with, in Daf Gimel and Beis, the Gemara is the Kasha. The Gemara points out, on my Mar, to the middle of the page, I'm using this Rabbi Kivega just to get into the Ramban al-Ater, which we'll discuss momentarily. So the Gemara says, in the middle of Daf Gimel and Beis, it quotes an earlier Brisa that's found in Daf Gimel and Aleph. Namely, the Brisa said, on my Mar, Uman the Dorim, Obre, Bal Yachel, Bal Tacher. For neder, you're over bal yachil, that's a pasuk in Chumash. That's a pasuk in Matos. La yachil dvoro, ishki noden l'ashem, o yishav ha-shuva, lesu yisal nashu, la yachil dvoro, chal yetzi mipiv yaseh. But you're also over bal ta'acher. Now, bal ta'acher, again, the Gemara is saying here, in the Dorim, you're over bal yachil, bal ta'acher. Bishom bal yachil, in the Dorim, kikazu, oichel, v'lo yachla. The person says, I'm going to eat this kikar. He doesn't eat it. So, of course, you're over bal yachil dvoro. But Rashi says, oseh dvoro chulin. He makes his words profane. He doesn't carry out his words. That's the whole, what the Gemara is suggesting here, that it applies to a Nazir as well. The Gemara doesn't understand. How does it apply? And the Gemara says, the moment he eats, the Pasuk says over there, and the Pasuk of Nazir. There's a Pasuk that says very clearly, you're not supposed to eat. Not supposed to drink. And it says as well regarding chometz yain v'chometz shechel lo yishteh. Chometz does not mean beer. Chometz means old wine. Chumish. Chometz shechar. I mean shechar in chumish means old wine, as opposed to shechar today, which means beer. Somebody asked me recently, how come the term changed in terms of its definition? What?
The Gemara, right?
Of course, in the Gemara you see it changed as well. But he asked me why. What's the marker for that change? Because the issue is, he was hacking me about Chamar Medina, the usual hack on Chamar Medina. What's called Chamar Medina? And I always answer, I can't tell you. There's so many different deos. I don't know what Chamar Medina is anymore. I mean, most people can understand why. Sheikhar, I think, is accepted. Kemat Pechod, universally, that's called Chamar Medina.
It's not an issue, because we don't really, as we were branching,
Nine days it's an issue, and also here and there it comes up, the issue. But it's not good. Let's say people, I don't know, don't have access to, maybe the same as Bizman Chazal, there's a change in socioeconomic conditions. Okay, that could be a factor, Bizman HaGemara, maybe, I don't know. But Rishonim and Achronim have a field day, mostly Achronim, what's called Chamar Medina. Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal is a very famous tshuva, where, I always thought when I grew up as a little kid, why isn't Coca-Cola Chamar Medina? It's partial to me. I didn't see what the issue is. We know universally, and every place you go, you have two things. You have Coca-Cola and Chabad. So clearly, Coca-Cola is Chamar Medina. So Chabad is Chamar Medina, so Coca-Cola is Chamar Medina. I didn't understand what the issue is. No. Something which it has to be a mashke choshuv that you would give to an areya choshuv.
A social drink.
Yeah, that seems to be more... question. Even that also needs... whiskey. Is that called Chama Medina? Can you make Havdalah on whiskey? Kiddush on whiskey, we know. The Taz, there's a whole discussion. There are many people do who make Kiddush on whiskey. They don't have to drink even a shir. Melo Lugma. Because whiskey by itself, just a shot glass, is, has a chshivus in the atzmo. Okay, I only mentioned this issue because of the.
I'm familiar with people that mock me like.
Okay, I just wanted to wake you up. So now back in the Gemara. So the Gemara here asked Akasha.
I'm waking up with this. It's an exam of Shavua.
Okay.
What's the nidda in the case of Lohofan?
No, one second. The Gemara's got to wait. Look at the Gemara and the way the Gemara presents it. The Gemara said that the moment by Yachon the Dorm we understand. But by Yachad and Naziris, the Gemara doesn't understand. Right away, you become a Nazir, you're over on these Yisurim. Oh, my Rabbi, Labra, Labra, Bishnai. What's the problem? You have two Yisurim. But the Gemara said, what about Baal Tachir? That's where you have a problem. Kevin, I'm already Nazir. How about the Nazir? Baal Tachir means Shol Shri Golim. Lo Tachir the Shalmo. Ki Idar, when a person takes an Ed, Hashem Lokecha, Lo Tachir the Shalmo. Ki Idar, Shri Rishen, Hashem Lokecha, Me'imach, Vayi Bechal Chet. That's the pasuk we just read in Kisei Tzei a moment ago. That's the pasha we said of Nidre Govoa, Nidre Hegdish, as opposed to the pasha Matos, which is Nidre Isa. So now the Gemara is the kasha that Baal Tzach and Naziris, where do you find it? Kevin, I'm having a Nazir, have a Nazir. Och, I'll come lay Baal Yecham. So the Gemara said, no, Baomer, L'sheer Tzei Hei Nazir. It means La'osi Lovo. He's not becoming a Nazir right now, but it's in the future. So the Gemara says, Vi Omak She'er Tzei Lech Baal Tzachir. Because it's totally Britzono. It's totally on his Ratzon, his desire, when he wants to become a Nazir. And then the Gemara presents, and this is what I want to just comment on just one moment. Amar Rabba, Gilni Omar, Oepotim and Ailam, Achei Nazir. What a statement. That he's not going to leave the world till he becomes a Nazir. So the Gemara has a Chiddush. The Menahi Shaita Havali Nazir, Bishas Amira. The moment he makes that statement, the Gemara says he becomes a Nazir. Midi to have a home with Ishto, famous case, a kohen says to his wife, Harei Zugitech, Shachas Kodim Yisosi, and the question is whether right now, when she's still married, can she eat truma, can she not eat truma? The Gemara says, Asur Alecha B'truma Miyad, Alma, Arminin Kol Shaita B'Shaita Duma Mayis, Hachanam the Alta Abinoz, and Mele Miyad, the person is actually, has to begin the Naziris. So there's a Kiveg on the bottom here, very famous of a Kiveg, the most famous of a Kiveg in the Homo Sechta. So he says, "You know the Omar, Kikar Zu Ochal. Ayn Kamom Davches. Tzeisu V'Yamas L'Mushma. B'Tzorchim. The Neder Bekum Vasei Lo Mishkachasa. There's no such thing as a Neder Bekum Vasei. What does he mean? A Neder is an Isuchetza. That was the most fundamental Yisod. The Gemara said, "And that Beis Mebeis. The Neder Mitzur Chetza Olei. And Shvuah." Shua is a Chavis Gabra, and Isa on the Gabra, and Neder is on the Chavza, and therefore, even says of Kivega, the Kol Neder, Shaosa Chavis Olav, Ube Neder, Shalo Ochal, person takes a Neder, I'm not going to eat. See, the Kama Poskim, Dabi Yad, that's not considered to be.
What kind of Neder is that?
Okay, good. You're basically asking his question. So, but he puts it, he frames it slightly differently than you did. You're asking what's the nature of the neder? Neder is isachetza. This looks like it's a gabra business.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's what he's saying about Kivega. And he says, Svila, the yad, the kabanosa lesser amachal olav, abelido, lasos maser, lo mishkachas. We don't find any concept of a neder, bekumba aseh. You'll take a look in the Ran and Afches. What? One second. That needs a discussion. But I'm just saying, right here, it would seem, the Ran and Afches also, that the Rabbi Kivega cites, also, more or less, follows the same kind of track. Look at the Ran and Dav Ches Amud Aleph, Valo Mushba. This is a famous Gemara. Dav Ches Amud Aleph. This is the most famous Gemara in the Dharm. This is the most famous Abi Kivega, and now we have the most famous Gemara in the Dharm. But the Gemara says, a person, line number 4. Sharile the Zuzay Nafshe. Person like to take a neder, Nidre Ziruzin, to be Mechazek, to be Mechaim Mitzvah, what Rabbi Yaskin Shlita just mentioned. Omer Rav Gidlom Arav, Ha'omer Ashkin V'eshne Perek Zeh, Eshne Masech Tezu, Neder Godol Noda L'Elokei Yisrael. What a Gemara. It's, I tell you, the most famous Gemara in the Dor. Person decides to go and learn this Masechta, this Perek. Neder Godol Noda L'Elokei Yisrael. Fret Gemara, V'alo Mushma V'yemihu. What in heaven's name is he being Mechadish to us? Even though one might argue that the Shvuah that he's making, I mean, he says, Perek Zeh. So he's very precise. So the Shua basically can be chal on this perek, on this mesechta. I mean, really, you can be chal Talmud Torah, we're learning another perek, another mesechta.
Right,
correct. Okay, so the Achreinim actually talk about this issue. They ask this kasha. I think another very important sefer on the Dorim is the Keren Ayurim. Duktsach is the Keren Ayurim for Ekdem Kasha over here in this Gemara. That's what he asked, because the Gemara Dafka said, Perek Zeh and Masechta Zo. But the question is, why this Neder? Perek Zeh could be another Perek. Okay, but anyway, look, there's not so much. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara's Kasha is Pashit. Mushma V'Eime. Vein Shua Chalal Shua. The Gemara says, Maika Mashulon, Dafil Zuzu Ba'alma. So of course, you can part yourself with Kriyat Shema Shachas Ve'Arvis in terms of Talmud Torah. You say Kriyat Shema and you're making the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Chiddush here is Mishmar Chal Shulah. Now take a look at the Ran. I just want to show you one Ran relates to Rabbi Kivega over there. Balu Mushba Ve'Emi Mehar Sinai Klomer Va'Ade Avagav Dekam Ve'Ned Degodol Shvua Kamrit The Amr Behedya B'Shvua. What was the lashon that he uses over here? A person says. Mushba b'yim ha'ime eshkim v'eshter perek zeh. Correct. Sharei nodar. Sharei neder. Kem chum mitzvah chetz anashi lesser lo namaseh. That's a Gin Hashas. Gin Hashas is quoting this line in the Ran. That a neder is never v'kum v'aseh. So now back to the Kirev Kiveger. So if it's a chetzah, and as you pointed out, Rabbi Munitz, that v'neder shal ochal, sir le l'kama poskim, says of Kivega, they have a yad, they cover us a lesser, I'm not going to love, I believe lo mishkach aslo. There we don't find, I mean, it's true that, let's say a person uses the lashon of koinim. So koinim is chal miyad, it's chal midin yad. That's what Kivega is saying, that is considered to be a yad. So that's what the Ran is commenting on, dafches.
What does it mean, kivaviyad? What
okay, I'm not discussing it right now, that needs a discussion, when I get to yad, I'll be glad to discuss it. What I'm interested in is the Ramban. Rabban comments on this as well in Perish Al Torah. They say that. I wrote a Shtickle Torah on that. And that's a subject of Machlokes Ram Ramban. We'll get to it. Maybe we'll discuss it. I'm not sure. What does that refer to when it says Nidorai Lashem HaShalem? What?
The Dafka Korban.
Dafka, correct. Dafka Korban. That's right, correct. So take a look at the Ramban now, if you don't mind. I don't know, I didn't mark the pages, but the Ramban, and where it says the Pasha Matos. Ramban is masik here on Rashi, famous hasoga of the Ramban and Rashi. I'm reading Ishki Don Eder. Everyone see? There below the Psukim in Matos. So on that Pasuk in Matos, Ishki Don Eder Lashem. So the Rashi said the following. Now the Lashon Harei Alai. That's a Lashon of Nedorim. But he used the Lashon of Koinam. I won't eat. I won't do X. Yochal Afilu Shechel Nevela. Koreani, Olov, Chalyetzi, Mipivyasa, Tamaloma, Lesser Isar. Lesser Esamutar, below the Hatir Esa Isar. So this is famous, and the Rabban says, Loshon Sifri ain't okay. Eloshonu says in the Sifri, Lesser Isar, Yochalafil Nishba, Lech and the Velas with Trevish, Gotzim Ramasim, Koreani, Chalyetzi, Mipivyasa. This is what the Ran calls the Dabar Hanodu, that when you make a net, there has to be on the carbon. Hare Alai, this particular item, carbon. It's called the Dabar HaNodor, not a Dabar Asr. He decides to go ahead and take a neder, as he quotes here, Nishba, to eat Nevelos and Trefos. So that calls Chayetzim Pivyasa Tamaloma, Lesser Yisrael Nafsho, Lesser Samutar, below the Hatir Sa'isa. Hiskira HaDabar Azeh Bishvuas. So what is the Losher in the Sifrei? Yochal Afilo Nishba. And what does Rashi do? Barav Echlifal in the Dabar. Rashi takes that Sifrei and applies it to neder. Well, if he died, the Shalom Nizar. Rashi was not careful. Shari Abri bin Adarim, Dava Asa Chetza Lei. Dafka Neder is an Isa Chetza. Well, if he could, Cholom, Adav Shemo Mamish, could go, Neder Alai Shalom Adabri Imcha. If I take a Neder, I'm not going to speak to you. O Shalom Eilech, O Shalom Isham, Chayetzim Mem, I'm not going to sleep, I'm not going to speak. V'kem Shadav Akein Nirin Advarim, Shafil B'dvar Arshus. In Mavda, Neder Alai Shaykhal Ayom, Shaykhal Kikra Zeh, Eno Neder. Shein HaNeder Chal Alachivis Klal. Elo Olof, Sheyaseyu. Velo Huskru, Nidorim, Begumar, Begum, Vaseh Klal. So not only is it the Ran, not only is it the Ramban, not only is it the Rebbe Kivege, they're all saying the same Yisod. Namely, there's no Neder Bekumbase. Neder is on the Chefza, an Isra Chefza. And therefore, we'll see in a moment, that you can only have one kind of neder, kumbase. What's that? Nidre Gavoya. Nidre Hegdish, that can be Bekumbase. That's what he goes on to say. Yavu Bishamatzina Benidre Gavoya, Hare Alai Eila, Hare Alai Shlomim. That's based on the Mishnah, Kedushin, and elsewhere, in the Rambams, and Gemaras, Shami Rasa Gavoya, Nishaivu Nechasa, Kimsi Rasa Lehejit. That's a Sebed Alocha. That the person, when it comes to Hegdish, the very Amira, committing myself to giving something to Hegdish, automatically has a Chalais, Amir Rasa Gavoya, Kimsi Rasa Lehejit. Oh, Shehu Chaymer Noye Benidre Hegdish, Neshesh Vem Chavitz Nesa Lehejit. Venitvas Ligavoya, Lehejit. There you have a chefza. You're dealing with nidre hegdish, nidre gavoa. So we're talking about a chefza. The Ramban, he says two things. I want to point out, he's basically distinguishing between nidre gavoa and nidre isa. Namely, and he's chalik on Rashi. And the Ramban holds that nidre isa achal, only something which is also b'sheva al tase. Nidre gavoa is kumbase. You can go ahead, havei alai ola, havei alai shlomim, and we don't find Bechlal in the Gemara Kumbase with the exception of Nidre Gavoa. But there are two aspects to it that the Ramban accentuates. Accent, number one, he says, Sham Yirasu Gavoa Nischai V'Bon Nechasek Yirasu Lehejit. What does that mean? That means that they're in effect, they're Shibudim Amam. On the Neder that a person takes the Hegdish, Nidre Gavoa, Nidre Hegdish, there are Shibudim Amam. And therefore there's a Chetz of Neder. That's number one. And the Raya is from the, you probably know all the Gemaras in Kedushin. Ah, there's a Mishnah.
I used to have Kedushin here, but no longer. Thank you very much. I was thinking of taking the whole Shas and putting it here. The smaller words are too small for me.
So I need the larger ones. But in Kedushin, Chav Chesma Beis, that's where the Mishnah writes this halacha. Thank you very much. Amirasa Gavoa Kim Sirasa Lehejit. That's the Ramban here. Thank you. So the Ramban is saying that there are Shibudim that are going to be created. So look on the Chav Chesma Beis in Kedushin, in Ha'isha Niknes. Rishus HaGavoya B'Kesef. So that's what the Gemara explains over here. He's referring to the Gemara. Ha'omer shor ze oila, bai ze hegdish, kono. But by hegdish, it doesn't work. This amira is only a din when it comes to hegdish. So hegdish, shibudi mamon, achal, and melech zechetzev neder. The Rambam, I think this Rambam I did cite here. In Hilchos Mechira, the Rambam quotes this halacha. In Perek Tes, Hilchos Mechira. Should be here somewhere. I think I caught it. Yeah, in the lower right-hand corner, below the Sefer HaMitzvos, on page number 2. Hamecha lehegdish, v'yomelo agizbor, v'kama tamoche chevet zeh, v'yomelo ba'asara, afilo yeshov v'meya, kevin sh'yomelo ba'asara, eino lachzorba. Why? Sh'am yuvasa l'gavua, kim siyuvasa lehegdish. So this is quoted the halacha by the Rambam. It's also Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara quotes it earlier. In that sugya, and after you give them a base, it's also cited over here. This is the sugya of Shibud Daraisa. So here also, you see, but the Ramban is explicit. Ramban says here that there are Shibudi that are chal on the nechasim of the noder. And this is based on the halacha, which is also found in Erechin. The Gemara has it. When it comes to Hedjit, you have to make a Maisikinyan. When it comes to Gavoa, the Amir alone already does the job. That's item number one in the Ramban. And item number two in the Ramban, as we just saw, that the Ramban says, going back to the Ramban, he tells you, Oshehu Chomer, Noheg Benidre Hegdish, Neisheshvehem Chepetz Nesa Lehedyot, Venitvas the Gavoa Lashayafrish. The Fika Mishor Rishona, Chalchim Nedra Nechosav. That's what the Ramban said. The second point in the Ramban, that in a neder haraya like korban, the chetzo is going to be osir b'shas hafrosha. When a person is mafrish, at that moment, that's when the chetzo becomes osir. So the Ramban has two nekudos that are very critical. Now, the chura, this second part of the Ramban is tamua, because even though the chetz is going to be yosef at the end, but b'shas haneder nishtokin chetzah. There's no chetzah b'shas haneder. What does Ramban mean here? When he says, l'chsheyafrish. See what I'm reading? Chomer noeg b'nidvei hegdeh sheish b'hem cheves ne'esel l'hegdeh b'nitvas l'gavoa l'chsheyafrish. So we're saying somehow, when he's mafrish the chetzah l'besof, the neder is chal, called the sword of the mafreya. What?
Okay, good.
So we have to explore that, which we're going to do in a second. Anyway, let's just read two of the three more lines of the Ran. Ulefikach meiseh mishor rishon echal chiva nedam lechasov. So that's in the case of nidvei govoah. That's nidvei hegdish. Avol benidvei bitoy ein lanu. Fish ein sham chavetz klal. Lo betchila, lo besof. But you mentioned, if it's a shua, which is chal de gabra, so then you don't have any chavetz. You just have an obligation on the gabra. And therefore, the Ramban says, there we don't have this concept. B'chein lesser asamuto, b'lal hatir sa'osur, en roi laskir b'nidorim, f'shein chol al-dvar mitzvah, k'dvar roshus. And then he goes on, b'yomri b'nedr, sheni osur sukkah, en yimenech tefillin, osur, v'el b'sh'or, v'el mitzvah say, madr is mitash shamita osur, el b'shem vat mitzvah sase, v'chein en chol mekiyim lo sase, v'chul, v'chul, v'chul. So now I want to show you, I actually should have really made this a bit larger, on the page that has the Pashin Kiseitse, there's a famous Rambam in Tariq Dal. That's what I thought you were referring to when you mentioned the Dari L'Hashem HaShalem. The Ramban is a bit on the small side. The famous Machlokes, the Rambam Ramban, this is that's what I wrote about. This Simon Tariq Dal in that passage of the Dari L'Hashem HaShalem. There's a famous Machlokes here. The Rambam counts. The Rambam I think you can read. No, it's not so. Is it? Oh, you don't have a copy? I'll be the Rambam first. Shetzivonu l'kayim. Whenever a person makes a commitment, a verbal commitment, you should carry it out. The Rambam says, looks like the Torah is describing two different situations. Look at the pasuk, it's in the left-hand column. And then, looks like it's individualized. Says the Rambam, don't be mistaken. So the Rambam says, what I'm telling you is correct. It's one mitzvah. That's how the Rambam takes all these items and lumps them all together under one heading, under one rubric. Then he says, "V'nei avor zeh b'zachri mitzvahs lo saseh u'b'sifrei motzis vasecha mitzvah saseh v'atur yodeh shen shum inyan yotzim midibur motzi levad v'om nakabon ma'asher zachatu lo hovim pashti dikur shetziv u'lasa ma'asher otzi b'sfasa. That's what the Torah is telling you. Carry out your word. Don't violate your word. V'nei nichbal atziv b'mitzvah zo u'amor chalitzim b'viv yaseh So that's the sheet of the Rambam that's all included on the one mitzvah. The Ramban is cholik. Ramban now, I should have made it larger, but I wanted to get it all on this page. Anyway, so conservation of energy. So in the middle of the Ramban, where it says, via hefresh, you see with those little bays in the Ramban? In the middle of the Hasagas of the Ramban?
Halfway down,
thank you.
Oh, yeah.
But first the Ramban goes on to say that the Ramban made a mistake in the first part. There are two totally separate issues here that one has to recognize. And Chalukos B'dineim, the Rambam decided to make it all one. He's mistaken. He's operating under Grisha's era. Because the Pasuk, Motzis Hasecha Tishma Basisa, is going on what? Kisido Neder, Hashem Elokecha. Person takes a Neder, Neder Gavoa, Neder Tehegdish. And therefore, person, what you want to give, L'shem Hokel Yisaleh, whether it's going to be given as a korban or in any other kind of capacity. That's what the pasuk says. Kidorosh yidrashenu Hashem elokechem imach. And namely, that if you delay, you're going to have a chet. And the way the Ramban reads the pasuk, it seems to be very logical. If you read the entire section of Kisei, it says, Kisido neder Lashem elokecha. So we're talking about clearly nidri gavoah. Lo se'achir l'shalma. There's a lot about se'achir. Why? Kidorosh yidrashenu Hashem elokecha imach. The Boshom himself is going to be Tovea. V'hoye b'chachet. V'chisech dalindar. Lo yeh b'chachet. Next. Motzva sasecha tishmo basisa. Zel b'zach. Kashen adar tel Hashem elokecha nedova. Shedibad b'ficha. So whether it's a carbon, lo se'achir. Whether it's a nedova, whatever you do. But we're talking about Hashem elokecha. So it's all one. There's no question about it. Then the Ramban here, in the...
What just,
but say there. I'll get to that in a second. That's about the only, shall we say, there's a difference between Lashem and Lashem Elokecha, but that's already Apiyah Kabbalah. You want me to tell you Apiyah Kabbalah now? I will, but I don't, because I don't feel I'm qualified. But that's what the Achronim and Mechalik over here, in order to defend the Ramban, they're aware of that Kasha too, but I'm just saying that the Ramban here quotes a Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Davdalim, the beginning, the first part of the Ramban, the first, I don't know, you can see Rosh Hashanah Dalit. I don't know if you see in the parentheses, in the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos. It's about 15 lines down the Ramban. Rosh Hashanah Dalit, he quotes a Braisa. Chai v'hadomim v'orechim v'charomim v'ideishos v'achatos v'ashomos v'ilzu shlomim tzedokos v'maisev v'chorom v'maisev pesach lechot shikropeya. Look at this collection that the Gemara put together and Davdalit Rosh Hashanah. What's included? Chai v'hadomim v'orechim v'charomim v'hideishos v'chatos v'ashomos olo shlomim tzedoko v'maisev Bechor, Meiser, Pesach, Legat Shichopeya, Kevin Shavuot Shol Shvigalim, Oyv Bal Ta'achir, and included is Tzedaka. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Gemara in the Dorim, Beficha Zut Tzedaka, Beficha Tzedaka Bidin Neder. As Eshtei Ram Hilchas Matzaniim, that Tzedaka is Bidin Neder. So the Ramban says that that is referring to, of course, Nedarim. Masha Enkin, the other Pasha that the person. Either what the Ramban calls Nidre, I think his Lashon is here, Divrei HaRishus. Chacham call it Bitoy. Hushanadar Anishva, Ochal Ayom, Olo Ochal, Elchel Bakomploni, Olo Elech, Zeinu Nichnas Bechal Mitzvah Akosav Azeh, Avla Benidre Rishus, Mitzvah Acheres, Nisyachadaba, Pasha Bipasha Nidorin, Shashom Kosav, Lesser Yisra Anasho, Lesser Samhuta. Because the Ramban, they're two separate Pashas. Two separate mitzvahs. That's why I asked you, the Dari Lashem Hashalem. What exactly is that referring to? Matter of fact, if you look at the beginning of the pasuk, I wrote this piece 25 years ago. So I was not qualified to write it then, probably not qualified to write it now, but how does it begin? I always, usually the only maila of the singing that takes place, to my mind, I have a chance to think about the Rabbi Baum. I can think about that particular keta. When they're singing, so they give me an opportunity to think. So how does it begin that? There's a nice digging for that. Thank you. Ma Shiv Lashem. Kol Tag Buloi Oloi, which is basically the Seid of Hakara Satoy, right there. Kaisu Shua Sesa, Hashem Hashem Ekra. Okay, now let's start. Nidorai Lashem Hashalem. What's famous in this piece is the Netziv. He's the most famous in Parshas Sav and elsewhere, and the Tziv in the Chuvis, and the Tziv in the Letters, and the Tziv in the Haimigdover, and the Tziv in the Shiltas. Again and again and again. Nochamol, you know, the idea of the Karban Teda is in the category of Shlomim, but only one day and one night, so you got to invite the ganze Welt. That's what everyone says over. Baruch Hashem, beautiful Tziv. And therefore, they're able to be Marchiv in the Shevach Vodot Hashem's Bar. But let's get the first one. Where's the Siddur? Oh, so Dr. Zemkis, since you mentioned it, you're going to say pshat over here. No question about it. So it says now, the Hallel. Start. First time. Nidorai Lashem Hashalem Negdano L'chalamo. Yokor B'eini Hashem Hamos L'chasido. Ona Hashem Keni Abdecho Ani Adcha V'na Masecha Pitachta L'moseiroi. Nen. L'cho Ezbach Zevach Teido Hashem Hashem Eko. Nidorai Lashem Hashalem. Was the Unterschied zwischen der ersten Nidorai und der zweite? Why is it mentioned twice? Alzeh dibarti, alzeh katafti. So what would you suggest? The first time, Nidorai Lashem Hashalem, Yokor, Amofsa, the very serious nefesh.
Rabbi David wrote it, I'm sure the answer is, Svei Divin.
Correct, that's what I wrote. But today it's not so posh to me anymore, 25 years later. But I would thought it would be Tzvei Dinim. What is the first time the Dara I refer to? The Dara Lashem Hashalem Megnonot Chalamo. Here he doesn't have any perish on the bottom over here. But in the other one, if I recall correctly,
the second one is talking about Zvachim.
Yeah, clearly. I'm asking, what's the first one talking about? So he says the following. He was not a brisker. The fellow wrote this perish. That I came to the Maskana after I bought the Sefer, went through the entire Sefer. His Hakdama is wondrous. He's the Mechaber Weingarten has on the entire, and all the Yom Tovim of Kol HaShana, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Shavuos, and Pesach, and Sukkot. What I like about it, all the piyutim I found, and I spend half my days on Vayasger, I love piyutim, that I never say. But I love them, because I heard from the Rav Zatzal, that all the Dushas Hayom is embedded in the piyutim, which it is. Chaval, we don't say any of them. I think that someone just told me, Bahab, is this starting on Monday?
Yeah.
Here they do Bahab?
No.
So where I... in the yeshiva I'm in, they have a taktir of the Bahab. Taktir. What's made the taktir? One piyut, one yud gimel midas, bring maha yisak. A bridge version. Thank you. Taktir. So I don't daven there on Bahab. I daven there often in the yeshiva on other days. I start usually 45 minutes before they start. Anyway, in order to be able to daven. But I call it taksir. So we're living in a world of taksir. Everything's abridged. Bridge Shulchan Aruch, bridge Shas, I call it abridged. So here, he translates. Listen to this translation. Malam etzchus al kula. Hashem should bless him. I won't say the next thing that comes out of my mouth that I heard from Rav Grelick. Okay. I will take care of that comment. Anyway, Kitzer, but I wouldn't say it on the Yedidi Chavivi. Okay, so but look how it translates here, Rabbi Yazga. Ma b'yicholti l'hashuv Hashem al kol ha'teves ha'shegom ha'olai. Okay, that's good. Kos yayin shol niske teida al ha'yeshua asher osa li ovi ve'ekra b'shem Hashem l'hoidus l'al chazdei. That's kos yeshuas.
Nesochim.
Nesochim. Yadam ha'isa. Nesochim. Where did he get that from? Rashi. Rashi right here, if I'm not mistaken. Rashi and that pasuk in Tehillim, that's what Rashi learns. Kais Yeshua says, reinforced in the Sochim, and the Korban Teidah Shenadarti. Because it says afterwards, as Barzemach Teidah. So clearly, it has to refer to, that's what Rashi learns, the Nesochim that I bring on the Korban Teidah. And on that Kais Yeshua says, and we know, the Gemara says, Ein Halevi, Ein Meshiva, El Al Yayin. So all this is embedded in this Kos Yain Shaliske Teida Ala Yeshua Shaasili Ovi Veko B'Shem Hashem Loides Loyal Chazdei. So that's what Rashi says. If I'm not mistaken, that the Radak is Chalik on Rashi. Now I have to try to recall. The Radak learns Kos Yeshua's Esa refers to Hashem Minos Chelki V'Kosi. What's the pshat in that pasuk? That pasuk is very famous. That's found over here on Shabbos. I imagine all of you probably say the Tesvav Pirkei Tehillim on Shabbos, right after we start Shabbos Bereishis. Everyone does that. I'm just being cute. I knew Balabat. I grew up with Balabat. My father used to do that. Right, my Bereishis. All the Shem Ailes, my father used to say. The Sezer and the Siddur. Vashtetach and Siddur, my father used to say. So, Hashem minos chelki b'koisi ato toimich goyroli. What's the pshat in that? How do you understand that? That when I have a mishter v'simcha, so then I will take a kos, Yeshuos, and raise it, elevate it to Hashem Yisbarach. And I'll remember, that's what it means, that kos is called the kos Yeshuos. So the Radak is different than Rashi. Rashi learns it first to niskeyayin that's brought for the carbon toidah. And the Radak says, no, it refers to Kais Yeshua's over different salvation that a person experienced. Okay, I continue. Now it goes further. The Dorei L'Hashem HaShalem says the Sinan Beferish, Es Hanadorm Shinadati of Eis Tzorosi Hashem Atol Hashem, Benoichus Kol Amo Yisrael, in the presence of all of Klal Yisrael. That's Rashi again. Rashi says, Neged Kol Amo, Rashi on the spot. That's how Rashi understands this part of the Pasuk. And then, the Pasuk then says, Yoka Ben Hashem, Hamosa Lachasida. So, here he writes that I'm going to pay up my Nedarim as a result of the Tzoros that I experienced, and now I'm doing it publicly, and I know, Vinei Atoyadati, Ki Kovid Bekoshu, Ben Hashem, Lohobi Lamabas Chasida. Shari Hitzil, Si Miyad Oivai, Shabikshu Lamiseini. Hashem saved me from all my enemies. And therefore, Hinani Odelach Hashem, I'm reading his parish. Hinani Odelach Hashem al Chasdecha, Sheosisa, Imodi, Kiani Abdecha, Anichzach Tachtecha, Ani Abdecha Ben Shimchasecha, Hitarter es Sharei Masari. I thank Hashem and for all the Nedarim that Hashem actually did for me. Obviously, on Hashem is Lashon Hodah, whether it's Hodah on the Chesed, on the Yeshua, that Hashem did for the person. And then we have, of course, the, as I said, this whole discussion of Abdecha ben Amasecha, Pitachta Moserod, and Dar Hashem Hashem. So according to the way he understands it, we're all talking about Korban. Both statements. That's not what I wrote. I wrote that perhaps the first time the Dar Hashem Hashalim, referring to what kind of the Dar? Not Nidre Gavara, but Nidre Bitoy, that a person accepts upon himself. And the second time, this is Nidre Gavara, Nidre Korma, Kach Kotati. What do you say? Rabbi Akas, what do you say? How do you understand the pshat over here? I'm just telling you what I wrote 25 years ago, but the Mefarshim don't exactly say what I do. So now I'm going back to the Ramban, if you don't mind. So according to the Ramban, it comes out, there are two parshios. There are two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Nidre Gavoa Haksuvim V'Parshas Kiseitse. That's one halacha. And then there's a second, Nidre Isur Haksuvim V'Parshas Matos. Two separate, two bazunda halachas that I mentioned over here. But not only are they different in the Nidre Isur and Nidre Gavoa, as far as meaning mitzvahs, but be'ika ha'chalois. That's where the difference is. And here's where the Ramban is marach. And now I'm starting to read via Hefresh. If you can see the print, if you can't, please. You'll just trust me. I apologize. I should have Xeroxed it in a larger page. Says the Ramban. I'm going to read it from here. Hope you, oh, yeah, Sefer HaMitzvahs. Very good. Sefer HaMitzvahs, Tzadik Dalet. What? So that's what I used when I, after I Xeroxed it. But I can still read it. I read it already four or five times, so that makes it easier. Oh, you have it?
It's pretty
clear. Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah, do you mind? I'd prefer reading it from here.
Okay.
So in Tzadik Dalet, okay. I'm reading the part in the middle of the Ramban. The Ahefresh, Old Beinayim. There's a big distinction between these two parshas and the two types in the Dorah. Says the Ramban, She'elu ha'ne'amorim ba'asei hazeh, motzo sasech ha'tishma ba'asiso, enenu tzorach ha'asgi bo ha'neder. There it's not need, there's no need to itemize or to actually spell out the neder. Yalo she'omar behema zo karbon, o kli zeh yeh lebenek habayis, o tzlok ol aniyim, if it's that kind of a neder, there's no need to be mefarid. You say this animal is going to be a korban, this kli is going to be a kabayis, this is tzlokot aniyim, you're mechuyah to mekayim to carry out that which you committed. Says the Rabban, tzorech sheyaskir neder odover hamover morei lov. And also, according to the Ramban, Nidre Gavoa don't require Lashon Neder. That's what Ramban says here. Nidre Gavoa do not need Lashon Neder. It's automatic. And this fits, one second, this fits with the Ramban, Lishitoso, in his chat in Matos that I just read. Namely, what do we read in Pashas Matos? We just read the first chat in the Ramban, that Nidre Gavoa, there's a Shibun Mama that's Chal. The neder the gavoa is chal b'kum v'asei, ma'ashen ke b'nidre iso. This is Rabban l'shitosa. Rabban Sefer HaMitzvahs, l'shitosa, what he wrote here in the Parsha in Matos. And that's why there's no need for Lashon Neder. Because what's the yesod of the chalos of Nidah Gavoah? His chayvus of Mammon LeGavoah. And therefore you don't need a Lashon of Haflah, a Lashon Mefureshes, not necessary. Right away the Shibud is created. There's a Shibud Mammon, there's a Yischaivus. However, the Ramban is saying here that Bishar Nidre Bitoy, there's a need for Haflah. That's what Ramban says. Very fundamental distinction between two genres, two different types in the Dorim. Nidre Gavoa, Achal, I would say, that's the Mishnah. Amirasil Gavoya, Kim Sirasil Hedjit. What's the Mishnah meaning in Kedushin? Chavches. Hedjit requires a Kenyan. Amirasil Gavoa is Azevi Akinyan. Masha Enken, the other type of Neder, Ramban is saying, no, that has a different status. So now, I assume you're aware probably of, there's a lot of discussion on this topic. There's a Gemara in Kedushin. Oh, we have Kedushin right here. Wow. Okay. So there's a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara also quotes this halacha, a very famous din. And our testament base. Testament base. Shtori psikta. What do they call them? Tznayim today. Kidav Gidlam Arab. Famous Gemara. Om Rav Gidlam Arab. Kam atonaisen lebincho kach vekach. Lebincho kach vekach. Om du vikichu. Konu. Hei nein advorim haniknim bamiro. I was just at a... Ksuvus. Of Adam. So I'm doing my quote of Kedusha is for a reason. I'll tell you in a second. But anyway, but the I was just asked at a recent chasana, should they have tanoim? I said, if you have the tanoim Rav Moshe, that's good. Those are good tanoim. Whereas you write in the tanoim Rav Moshe, which by the way our salvation used to use, and those are the tanoim that say, I am now going to marry you on this day, and we're going to treat each other with friendship and Ahava V'Achva. This is a Matin for Harav Yazgur Shlita, the Chaverov. Everything's going to be Kiyir Hashem is Barach, and that's the whole business. So, what is the value of that tanayim? Golnish mit Golnish mit Golnish. Beautiful.
What?
Yeah, he used those time. I saw it myself. He got a kick out of it.
No financial obligation.
Correct. No financial obligation. You and Eretz Yisrael the tanayim raise me. I'm giving you 48 cows. You're giving me 22 pieces of 22 cattle. And all kinds of other hischavios, which to my mind is in the gather of asmachta, which we pass in Lekanya, but whatever the case is, I avoid it like the plague. So sometimes you have machlokes in the two mechutanim. One did the to sell a long time. Me'muz hobin tanoim. We have to have those to sell to get tanoim. The tanoim are worse than the ksuba. Much worse. Much more, shall we say, profound commitments that you're making over there. So whenever I'm involved in the Siddur Kedushin, I disappear for the whole tonight. If I have, whom they alam. Mishrachet, so I'll come out of anyway, B'kitzer, so there's a famous Rab Chaim on this issue with Daf Testament base. Rab Chaim says, the Ikra Alocha, the Ikra Akoine is Das, Das Kinyan, not Maisi Kinyan. By other Kinyonim, if there's an Umda of Das Kinyan that's missing, you need a Maisi Kinyan. What does a Maisi Kinyan show? That there's Das. Maisi, you concretize the Das by doing a Maisi Kinyan. However, if we're talking about Hainin Advarim Hanikta Ma'amirim, that's a story psik, the Gemara Ksubis, as I've about mentioned, the Gemara Wein Kedushin, that Tesla obeys. So then, even without a Maisi Kinyan, there's a room in the Muchach of Das and Rotz and Habaylim, and that's why it's Nikdim Ba'amir Bilvad. That's what Rab Chaim said. Kach Shomad Mirah Salavachi. A number of times I heard him say that. So now, why? The Shchimra may be a seven aloha. Dibre Shchimra, Kichsum, Chitzurim, Dami. You're comparing the two. Okay. I hear Yesh Makom the Hashvot Ben Advarim. I'm not saying that, but it could be that the Ramban is saying something of a similar nature. This Ramban over here, let me find it again. Tzadik Dalid. Ramban is saying by Hegdish because Ramban is basing Nidre Gavoa on that pasuk, on that Mishnah. Am Yirasel Gavoa, Kim Sirasel LeHegdish. Why is it kind of? Because there's an umd of the Muchach of Das to be mischayv to Hegdish. It's a mischayv is a moment to Hegdish, and that's based on this umda the muchach of das. And according to Ramban, there's a chalois kinyan for Hegdish idea, amira v'gilu das, that's a nidve gavoa achal, and the gavra is mischayv b'mitzvah nidve gavoa, that's mentioned in the parsha of Kiseitzei. So I did not Xerox the other Ramban, but this morning I reminded myself of another Ramban.
In Parshat Re'eh, I think the Ramban was the Shitasa.
So in Parshat Re'eh, there the Ramban, in Perek Yud Beis, and these are psukim that are not always learned so carefully, because they are part of the whole context of what the Torah mentioned over here. Dr. Rosenkis can just, when I was sitting in the shir, whenever he needed a pasuk, Aaron, what does the pasuk say? Aaron, what does Yishalmi say? Aaron, what does Taisa say? Aaron, what does Azabar Nechistin? He just would quote the Rashi, the Taisa, the pasuk, whatever was necessary, he just quoted it Baal Peh. Mila be Mila.
So we apologize for the time.
I don't have that kind of knowledge. So in Re'eh here,
so we're supposed to have that kind of knowledge.
All of us should have it, not just you. I should have it too, but I don't, unfortunately. Started learning too late. I was telling, I had a whole group of people, Rabbi Baum, in my house from Kutz Laretz on Sukkot, and so I wanted to be a little, demonstrate a little pride, maybe you'll call it. You are a, I don't think so. A lot of my grandchildren were there. So I call over a different grandchildren. So I was a 7-year-old. I said to all these people from Kutz Laretz, they were both adults and some of their children and some of their wives were there. I said, here's a 7-year-old in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Looks like a young man. Very young man. Shtickel prankster also. Baruch Hashem. I told him, Tagid kol maseches brachos, mishnayis maseches brachos b'fnei ha'orchi v'ayla. So they said, what does that mean? First of all, translate the words. So I had to translate for them. He's going to say over maseches brachos for them. What does that mean? Baal peh. He'll say over all mishnayis maseches brachos. So he proceeded. So they, after 15, 20 minutes, he got through the first 3 pukim. Mila b'mila. What I did was I took out all the mishnayis that I had. I said, go, let's follow, including myself. Let's follow the Mishnayos and Brachos. One of them is a Rav. Says, Rabbi David, Nishkin Chochma, does he understand what he's talking about? So I told him, ask this Rav Kasha on Mishnayos and Brachos, my 7-year-old grandson. He then proceeded to ask him, he's a sharp one. He then proceeded to ask him 3 Kashas. Probably wasn't right what I did. He couldn't answer the Kashas. Nor could I, to be honest with you. He then, during the course of that, we had some and the sukkah, we had a few treats here and there. He said, over the home of Sefta. That's why I told him I made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. So I suggest you, all of you, Miyad, right now, get ready to have a plane ticket. Miyad, after the sukkah, you'll go back home, pack up your bags, and come down to Yisrael. And this is what you'll be zeichet to. This is among the 1,000 reasons. I always mention 1,000 reasons. This is pretty much on the top. I'm not saying it's the top one. The top one is the Ramban Chumash. Okay, back here. I want to read this Tukim A to you. Only Dr. Rosenkis will appreciate it. He's Balkari Mufla. This is right after. So my father, Alav Hashalom, for the life of him, could not understand what is the Torah telling us. We know that. What? There's a chiddush. Till then, let's read the psukim before that. Just to be fair. I'm reading Perek Yud Beis. Oh, you want to bring a chumash. Okay. Maybe if you could do, if there are chumashim over there, bring a few. So let's be fair. You have to see what's going on. Let's be fair. Rabbi Bernstein, Rabbi Pia, we have to be fair. So maybe it's good to see the chumash. So you'll see the problem that my father was bothered by. I'm in Perek Re'eh, the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yud Beis. Thank you, Rabbi Asger. I'm sorry to be mishtamish tamid chachamim, but anyway, thank you. So it says in Perek Yud Beis, Ray, it's possible. Let's start with Aleph. Let's start with Aleph over there. Eile achukim ma'mishpadim asher tishmu la'asos. Is this what I'm reading? Yud Beis Aleph. Eile achukim ma'mishpadim asher tishmu la'asos. Baratz asher nasan Hashem elokeinu v'sechad lechad rishto. This is the Gemara. Mitzvah, the Sharish, Achrei Avodah Zarah, Be'eretz Yisrael. I didn't tell you the Maisa. I was the Yoshev Rosh of the Vad HaChinuch of a school. I think I mentioned Rabbi Yazga. That I was Yoshev Rosh of the Vad HaChinuch many years ago. I won't say which school now. And a young man comes in. He's an Anglo-Saxon. The Rebbe said, bring a Tanakh, third grade. He brings the Tanakh. He said, what a Tachmim is home. Parents met Aliyah. What's a Tanakh? New Testament, Old Testament. Yeah, is right. Okay, I'm just telling you what happened here. So the Rebbe, he's an Israeli Rebbe, and so he says to him, what do you have there? He looked like a very fat Tanakh. So he says, Harav, yesh, Abrita Chadasha, Abrita Yishana. The Rebbe didn't exactly know what the Abrita Yishana was. He said, let me have the Sefer. He saw it, he turns all white, and on the spot, he lit a fire, and they burnt the sefer in the room. This story went all over Eretz Yisrael very quickly, about, and almost the school was almost closed down. I'm the Yoshev Rosh of the Vad HaChinuch. Right away, I got a phone call. I was involved with the Mishtara and with Rosh Ha'ir, Beit Shemesh, Bechulu Bechulu, Komen Ezraim Kehilu. So I thought it was not appropriate to do what they did. I'm not saying that's not what they should do. They should do it. If they're on a desert island, as opposed to being in a school in the mainstream of the city. So what do? The Rebbe heard what I said. I was visited by a whole group of people from, it's part of a reshet, this particular, I don't want to give too many hints, but it's part of a reshet. And a whole group comes to visit me in my house, not here, on the other side. And they say,
I said that
he was right, but in a utopian world, but he should not have done what he did. And also caused almost a major fire in the classroom. The fire department had to come. A conflagration. And it's not on Shabbos. It's during the week. Baruch Hashem. And put out the fire. Did he act correctly or not? I thought no. They said to me, what? Say, you tell you should cause Amin Yisoev. Well, come in there, Gemara, check it to do.
You should have gone outside.
Okay. Perhaps that would have been the suggestion. So I get a call a day later from Moreno Rabbein Hagoyin Avigdor. Never saw Shlita. They went to speak to him. They discovered I have some connection with him. Harav David, ma ka'alacha? Gemara mefurashot. Dinim mefurashim. Betach she'mechuyabim lesuof et ha'avol harav. Kacha, b'tzua kazot, b'fum b'pnei am b'eidah, b'makom shachot sakein chayi adam? Oh, don't rule it, say. Okay, and
were kids embarrassed?
That's what you're worried about.
Also,
the fact that could have gone up in flames, the whole place, the whole building, and Rahman al-Litzan, chayi nefesh. So what did I say? Zehod nishkin seichel! Why? They never learned about salvation. Maybe they never learned about Abayim. Maybe at 19 they left the shir. No, I'm Nigmar. I don't have to learn anymore.
Okay.
Exactly. Nevela Toybehim Mena. Okay, anyway, the kids, sir. So I'm reading our Perek Yud Beis. I don't know if we should put this off. Okay. It doesn't make a difference. Eila achukim ma'mishpod ma'asher tishmu la'asos. Baruch Hashem nasan Hashem elokei avodah zarah l'chad rishto abei ta'abdun. That's the pasuk they quoted to me. Mitzvah, the Sharesh, Acha, and the Zorah. And that's Yisrael, especially. Asher atzev yoshev som, ala horim haromim, v'nitatzem et mitzvachaysem, v'shibartem et matzvi boysem, v'asherem tzitzavum ba'esh, v'sir alhem tzigadeyon, v'ibartem et shmom en amokam ahu. That's what the Rebbe did, v'kayim these tukim. Of course, l'sasun ken, Hashem alokechem, v'chigas Hashem is also. What? Further, hey, ki im alamokam sheivcha Hashem alokechem, kol shivtechem, v'asu mishmo shoma, v'shichno sidvishu, v'asa shoma, and then, pasuk vav, Vabesim Shoma, where in Yushalayim Yakedish, Olo Sechem Bizib Chechem, Aso Sechem, Tumas Yechem, Nidbechem, Nidbechem, Chorus Kachem, Bizenchem, Vachaltem Shom Nashem Lokechem, Smachem Lokom Shach Yetchem, and Lo Sasu Hoshanach Boysim Ayan, Dos Heis Bomois, Ishkal Yoshim Eidom, no, then already, Elam Luchon Achola, kilavos ba'ata bamas abutar, as long as you don't come to elam nuchal nachal asher Hashem ukar neisol avatim zayadim shaftim ba'aretz. Fine. Next pasuk gedal. So my father is where he has the kasha. And then Yud Beis was machten. My father said to me, "Didn't we just read that? Exactly the same psukim. We just read it in pasuk Vav and Zayin. Why did the Torah repeat it in Yudalf Yud Beis?" So the Ramban is the kasha. Oh, that's Pashup Shah. One is a reference to Bamos, correct? And one is talking about after Hamokam Ashayivcha. The Rav has a famous, a lot of Torah Adis Tukim as well. Tzvei Dinim, Yushalayim. There's number one, Yushalayim, and then there's Hamokam Ashayivcha, two different halachis. He wrote in Hapardes, a piece like this, but it was published in one of the Shurim Zecher of Yimori. They republished that article on Hapardes from 75 years ago. It was published in the Shurim Zecher of Yimori. And it's very dinim. But the Ramban, 1 second. Oh, that's what I'm asking. That's the kasha my father asked me. To answer Rabbi Yazi, Kiyam al-Mokah Shehivcha Hashem, V'aveisim Shoma. Don't do it. Kilo Vosim Adota. You didn't come yet to Mucha Achala. So that's talking about, he's asking, how do you reconcile Kilo Vosim Adota Mucha Achala, which means it's some time of Bamos. So that's what he's saying. It's a time of Bamos. Ideally, you should not do Bamos. But we're talking about his man of bamos. Now, vavatim sayadim pasuk yud vayamokom ashayivcha usmachtem. That's why the Torah repeats it. That's a pashup shot in the psukim. But the Ramban here says, I'm going to read Lashon Ramban. Vani sover a yud beis. I think so. 1 second.
We have it.
Pasuk vav. Sorry, some pasuk vav. You have the Ramban there. You don't have Ramban? No. I just this morning I woke up to this. In the Pasuk Vav, the Ramban says over there.
I hear the question. What's the answer to the Rav's
father's
question?
The answer is the first series of Psukim is talking about Bizman Abamas. So even though the Torah says, ideally we should not be doing Bamas, Abimashkin Breira. What's the ideal? Kim Ambakam Mashiach Chashem, but we're not in the ideal situation.
But the answer is no. When in the ideal situation, Revetim Shamalon Sechem, and then the next person,
you know. V'hoya Abokal, after Shadna'avar Tamnuch Ve'la Nachalo, then we're going to do this.
So it's still saying that twice.
So that's what my father basically said. That's what my father said. He couldn't deal with it. My father never liked these Svei Dinim concepts. He was not brisk, none of that. He never learned Yeshiva. So he just saw the Psukim, Kipshutam. Okay, so I'm going to read Lashon Ramban. He writes here, Vani sever, b'pshuto shel mikra. I'm reading on pasuk vav. I don't know if you have pasuk vav. Aderech hapshat. Ki tumas yedchem. I have to read the whole thing. Wow. But I'm only interested in one part of the Ramban. I'm not interested in resolving this issue. I'm interested in part of what I'm talking about, namely this din of Hainin Advar Malikim Amira. That's why I'm citing this Ramban. Right. So in the course of it, he says, he holds Shul Shamikra, Ki Tumas Yetchem, Mashayorim, Adam Lashem, Bikaspim, Mizovo, Lasso, so Karban, Oilo, Zavach. When a person gives him his money, bring a Karban, Viske, Bikarban, Shoshaminim, Hanadorim, Asher Haim, Hare Alai Karban, Shoro, Kesavo, Eis, Van Nadova, he mentioned the Dorim, and then Nadova, Asherom, Beshor, Vesar, Reza, Oilo, Vyobi, Sol, the Mignosh, Vatruma, Asheyor mikal shelo kesev azov o shehevi behemto chulin lazara. He brings an animal chulin lazara. V'yom al kohanim harezu miyodi l'shem Hashem v'yuchulin gemurim biyodo. So the way the Ramban seems to express it, the mikdash or the mekadesh of trumas yedchem is the kinyan hayad of the kohen. He's koneh the behemah chulin from the baylim on behalf of gavoa, and as a result of the kinyan, the animal becomes kadosh to be a korban. So it comes out that the kedushas hakarban lemizbech is chal ba'ofen b'li without the mekadesh of neder, which sounds like a v'chidush gadol. Chidush gadol ma'ayit means that's the amira that I've talked about a second ago. Hey, nadvam nikam amira. Going back to the Ramban, beginning of Matos. What?
He's doing chulin ba'azara and then what?
Chulin ba'azara and acquiring it, and by virtue of his acquisition of being kind of the behemas chulin from the baylem, Now the behema becomes a korban. Yeah, the amira. The amira. But it's the amira. That's what I'm saying. I'm bringing a right this Rabban regarding the amira issue. Okay, let me just, I see, I didn't realize what time it is. Wow. I haven't done anything yet. Anyway, so, and Avches, when that Gemara says, Eshkem ve'eshne, ne'er the God of the Lord, okay, so there's Machlokes of Rishonim there. And Avches, Machlokes Daran the Rosh. What is Zach is talking about? So I think you mentioned, Ari Bernstein, that we're talking about Shavua. So what does that mean? So the Ran says, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Homer Ashkim, does it say there again? Ashkim v'eshne. Ashkim v'eshne perek zeh. So the Ran, take a look at the Ran over there, and the Chesem al-Alf. If you have the Ran, you can see it. The Ran says over there, in Ashkim v'eshne perek zeh, Neder Godel Nodel Elokei Yisrael. So the Ran says, Vishua Kama. We're talking about a Shavua. I read part of the Ran, the very beginning of the Shir, when we spoke about Yisuchetz and Yisugabra. Ran said that we're talking about a Shavua. Shari, Neder, Kevin, what I just read, that line, Kevin Shuhu Mitzah Chetzah Anashi Lesel Adam Basay. How do you have a Neder Basay, Bekum Basay? What I mentioned, Rabbi Kivega, and what we saw before. So there, there must be a Shavua. But the Rosh over here says no. The Rosh says it's a Neder. And the Rosh quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Davo b'fichazut tzedakah, ki'ilu nodat tzedakah. It's like a neder tzedakah, or what you call a neder mitzvah, before what you call both of you, b'fichazut tzedakah, so it's a din neder. So this Ran is very famous and very tamuah. By the way, this is the Ran a little bit later on the wide line. You see what it says, Hakam Ashman, Kevin Nibod Patanashe, Mistabeli the Lab Dafka B'Hachim Yifter, Shari Chayim Kolodom Lilmud Tomid Yon Baladik V'Kocho. One of the most famous runs in the Dorm. That the obligation of Talmud Torah is to learn Yoimam Baladik V'Kocho. It's too tactically, your Potter Kriyash Mashachas V'Arvis. But the obligation is to learn Yoimam. What? I mean, in the wide lines of the run, seven lines into the wide lines, where it says, Kamash on Kem Diboy Potter Nafshe. But the difficulty of the run is, this is Machlok is the run of the Rosh here. Is this within Shua or within Neder? That's the Machlokas. And the Ran's issue is a very simple one. How can it be within Neder? There's no Neder, because I say. But the Rosh answers the Kasha by saying it's like a Neder of Tzedakah. But the Ran, the Chur is Tomua, because when he's, the person is talking about a Neder, Lilmod Teira. Lilmod Teira is the same as a Neder of Tzedakah?
No, we said that was specific.
What?
We said it before, because that was specifically.
So the answer is that the Ran perhaps holds that just like Banidre Tzedakah, there are Shibudim, the Kinyani Mama, the moment the person, that's why the Ramam also, when he brings in the Hilchas Tzedakah, that Tzedakah is Vidin Neder, and the moment the person takes a Neder, so then he's Chayav to go ahead, and the moment he says, verbalizes, he's going to give Tzedakah, he's Chayav Vidin Neder. So here also, you have to assume somehow there's a Shibud Mama that's created, and somehow that it's chal b'kum v'aseh l'nidre gavoah, mashen kein, let's say, nidre mitzvah in general, neder l'ilmol Torah. That's what, according to the Rosh, what we're talking about over here, neder l'ilmol Torah, that tzedakah is also kanya b'amira. I think the Ran says that in Ksubis, I think many Rishonim say that as I mentioned a moment ago, that can you go down to a person, the chasim, a person gives tzedakah, can you go to his chasim, the halacha is in halva, for sure, malva b'loibah, you go there, you can foreclose his property. What about for tzedakah? So the Rishonim quote, I think the Ran Ksuv is in the fourth paragraph, quotes a Rashba, that ain't govin, ain't yodan l'chassav, quotes from Avhaigon, ain't yodan l'chassav today to collect tzedakah. A person gives, he commits himself to giving tzedakah, can I go down now to his property? So we pass the halacha, you cannot do so. But the Ran is cholik on that Avhaigon. Machog is the Ran of Avhaigon. He says, yes, yodan l'chassav, ligwe tzedakah shalai b'fonav. You can even collect tzedakah from his chassim, you can foreclose his property. Mashma, what's machlokes? Machlokes is other shibudim mama when a person verbalizes a obligation to give tzedakah. Other shibudim mama that created machlokes are rishonim. Other shibudim mama, but the chuvah, the rush here, obviously in this gemara, Daf Ches, who says that we're talking about midin neder, so he obviously holds like a haigo that there's no shibudim mama. It's just a chiyuv neder that's chal b'kum v'aseh. So it doesn't make a difference what mitzvah a person takes upon himself. I know they're lokum belishtos masechet. It's chal b'kum v'aseh. That's what the chiddush of the Gemara here, and Daf Ches and Aleph is And that's what Kivega, that's what he's stumbling on based on the Ran. There's no neder b'kum v'aseh, kind of rare. The Rishonim would say there is. There is a concept of a neder b'kum v'aseh. You have to look at the sugya in Bava Kamma. There's a Gemara in Bava Kamma. Where is that Gemara in Daflam Bevov? The Gemara is a concept of the tzedakah, that Bezdin is Avim Shal Yisoymin, regarding the din of tzedakah. Okay, I was going to discuss some other aspect, which is also no gear. I wanted to talk about the Baal Ta'achim and the Zeros, but I'm not going to do it since we have reached the end of our limit over here. But I do mention just one other machlokes of Rishonim. The Gemara only mentions here regarding the difference between Neder and Shua. But the question is regarding Nazir. Is Nazir a Isra on the Gabra, or is Nazir a Din in the Chetzah? Big machlokes of Rishonim, one of the famous issues. So on that I heard a shir 51 years ago. My going to Shlomo Fischer, Zechatzal Dibroch. I have not yet recovered from that shir. He was, you see, a man who sholeit b'chol ha-Torah kula. He brought 100 rayas in one direction, 100 rayas in another direction. After he finished with all the rayas, then he said, we should not only understand that al-pi nigle, but al-pi nister as well. And then he proceeded to go further. This took place on Purim. On Purim, he said a 5-hour shir, but the Naziris is Isa Gabra, Isa Chetzah. What exactly is the nature of the Naziris? Is it in the Gabra? Well, no, there's some sort of Kedusha, like a Kain, that's Chal on the Nazir, the Chetzah, and then he went Alpi Machshova, and after the 5th hour, he was already holding Zoyars and Sifrei Kabbalah. It was...
Everyone there was holding
an that's basically why I don't have any notes from that shir.
We were, after Suda.
What?
After
Suda. It was after the Suda. That's when he said a shir till Motzei Purim on that topic. Okay. I don't know how to turn this off, but whatever.
Basic, fundamental question. Are you allowed to make any mitzvah in English? Any Russian?
And Laz, you
know? Why not? So why Kinoim is a chiddush over here?
You, it's Pasha. Because I think
that's not a good
idea. That is based on Ish Ki Yafli Lindon, that is Lazil Azil Hashem.